The Cavs haven't even played bad in the last two games. It's not like they've rolled over and died by any stretch. You know, McDonough scores late goal, and it was more so just the the brain fart penalty by Brower really seemed to hurt him, and then the subsequent face-off boom score with less than a half a second to go in the end of the first. You're down 2-0, tough to come back. Alan May, analyst for the Washington Capitals for CSN Washington, joins us. Alan, I love the fact that Ovechkin came out and said his team's supposed to win, because you're a former player. Like, every player thinks you're going to win going into the game.
Well, you know what? That's why they play the games, and you have to believe that you're going into to win that game. You've got to do everything possible to believe it. And, you know, players on both sides have to have that attitude. And, you know, I love everything about Ovechkin. His attitude is incredible. He's overcome so many things in the past few years. So many people wrote him off and said he could no longer play the game. I've never seen him play better. But for him to come out and say that, it puts the spotlight on himself. And he's going to have to play better than any player on the team Wednesday night in New York. And I'm expecting that he will do so.
Well, it's not like he's not capable of doing that.
No, you know, but you know what? They've done a good job of keeping him to the outside right now and shutting him down. But he got his motor running last night in the second and third and started just battering bodies out there. He gets his shots through. The biggest thing is he's got to put something behind Lundqvist now. That's what will be the ultimate success, is he's got to put a puck in the back of the net tomorrow, and someone on his team has to get him the game-winning goal to make him look Mark Messier-like, I guess.
Look at the Rangers' defense, which is very good. Has Yandle become, from your vantage point, like the weak spot? Is that the guy the Capitals should be attacking?
Every time. And, you know, even Dan Boyle to a great extent. But Yandle does so many bizarre things with the puck. He coughs it up in the D zone, and it just in the most bizarre plays and situations. And he's a riverboat gambler, and he's a guy you have to capitalize on. You know it's coming. You've just got to be aware. So the stick has to be down on the ice. And the other guy that's had trouble, but he scored a great goal for them last night, is Dan Boyle. I think Father Time has caught up with him. And, you know, he's slow and weaker in the more physical games. And when the games get tight, they can't really play him. So those are two guys that the Capitals really need to key on in the forecheck and on the bump and grind game on the wall.
Looking to Game 7, and, you know, this series has been so close, Alan. I'm not sure, and I've watched it. It's been the most exciting second-round series in my books. I didn't necessarily see anything that Washington changed drastically from Games 5 and 6 that they weren't doing, and they were doing in the games they won, you know, three of the first four. Like, this has been such a tight series. I'm not really sure that, you know, if you're Bruce Boudreau, if you're Barry Trotz, like, is there one thing you would try to change going into Game 7 that the team didn't do that you saw in Games 5 and 6?
Well, one of the things I think they've made a mistake at this entire series is they played the puck inside the defensive zone on the wall too much. And I think they have to make more tape-to-tape passes. And when they do the hard wraps or a lot too many soft wraps around the boards, the Rangers are snuffing them out. I saw the Rangers do the exact same thing to the Pittsburgh Penguins last year, and I couldn't believe that Pittsburgh was doing it over and over. It was like they're banging their head on the wall with those passes, and the Rangers just absolutely annihilated them on it. And then inside the offensive zone, last night what worked for the Caps, instead of that Chimera, Ward, and Kuznetsov line, instead of over-cycling, where, you know, they just keep on the puck on the wall, keep the puck on the wall, you know, that worked fine all season, but the Rangers got onto something, and they let the Caps just play back there, and then they started just to strip them up the puck and break out down the ice and, you know, create odd man rushes. I think the big difference last night with those guys was that line particularly was they started to funnel the puck to the front of the net. Instead of sending it back behind the net when they were in the half wall, they started sending softballs and muffins towards the front of the net, and they'd have a body there. That's how Jason Chimera's goal was scored, because Kuznetsov scored his goal that way. Joel Ward scored his. So they have to have more of that. They've got to funnel more pucks, get more traffic to Lundqvist. These are the two best goaltenders in the National Hockey League right now, in my opinion. Going toe-to-toe. And right now in the playoffs, they've played great. Both of them have been incredible every game. And you have to get the puck there with more frequency. You have to get more traffic. The Rangers, it worked out well for them last night. They caught the Caps by surprise quite a few times by just funneling and magneting pucks to the front of the net. And the Capitals have to add that in Game 7. They can't be picky about the shot selection. I don't think they can over-cycle. They've got to create their own bounces. And the best way to do it is just throw the pucks at the paint as much as possible.
How important do you think the first goal is going to be for Washington?
Well, if Washington can score it, it's going to give them all the confidence in the world. And we all know teams play drastically different And as the game goes on, if you have that lead, the other team will open up something, and that's your opportunity to take it up too. So without a doubt, for confidence, and one of the things that's happened in all these game sevens, to my memory, may not be the best of memories, but the other team, the games that the Caps have lost, they gave up that first goal. But when you can get the first one, the game is just so much more in your favor. You know, I'm not sure the exact numbers and how far it goes back, but the last 42 game sevens, the home team's record is 20-22. So the odds are in the Caps' favor in the more modern era of these game sevens that it's a 50-50 chance. But I really believe that they've got to find a way to get that first snipe if they can.
Alan May joins us, analyst for the Washington Capitals. You talked about Ovechkin earlier, and obviously he needs to be a key guy. When you look at the breakdown of the Capitals, Ward seems to be around all the big crucial goals. Is that the guy that, you know, maybe they lean on in Washington if somebody's going to lead them for that big early goal? Or do you expect it to be Ward?
Well, I have no doubt in my mind that he will be a solid player tomorrow. And he's been heroic here before. He's got a Game 7 winner against the Boston Bruins 3 years ago. And this guy lays it on the line. He plays hockey the right way. He can play on any team in the National Hockey League. He does everything well. He's a phenomenal person. And I've never seen him not have his best game in a playoff. He always brings it. And he is so good on the wall, so good at getting to the front of the net. He's brave. He gets there. Ovechkin's got the hardest shot in the league, in my opinion, that's used the most often to get the net. And when he plays with Ovechkin, he gets in front of it at all times, and he doesn't flinch. His stick is down low. He battles for those rebounds. I just don't know what line he's going to play on tomorrow. But one thing I would like to see him on is the first-unit power play, and that's something that the Capitals coaches have been very stubborn with, and I think it's cost them. This series should be over by now, and they keep going with the same first unit power play, and John Carlson's not getting it done. He's nowhere near as good as Mike Green on the power play. No one feeds Ovechkin better for his one-timer on this team and can make so many creative plays himself, skate in and take a wrist shot from the top of the circle and score a goal. Mike Green's the guy, but if you can get Mike Green, Joel Ward, Kuznetsov on that first unit power play, Troy Brouwer doesn't have a goal in the playoffs, and he's been on that power play. They've scored 3 goals in 13 games so far on the power play, and Marcus Johansson, correct me if I'm wrong, he may have 1 goal, but I think he has none. Troy Brouwer, I know, has 0. I would put tomorrow, I would go all in, and Joel Ward would be in front of the net, and he'd be in the slot shooting one-timers from behind the goal line when the down-low player can get him to him. And if not, he goes to the front of the net for Ovechkin and creates havoc and a screen and a block. And, you know, if Ovechkin doesn't put it in an open area, Joel Ward would be there to tap something in. But I really think they've got to use him a lot more tomorrow night.
Alan May joins us. What about, I don't know if you can. The goaltenders have been phenomenal in this series. But if you're going to break down Henrik Lundqvist, is there a way to go about it?
You know, you have to shoot high on him. You have to go after the top of the net. And one of the reasons is he probably plays bigger when he goes down, when he drops to his knees. He keeps his shoulders up. He headbutts a lot of pucks. He keeps his hands tight to his sides. He doesn't glove a lot of pucks. And he has trouble when he has to reach up and glove a puck. He drops a lot of them. And you have to get to the front of net, shoot high, and find those rebounds. Beat him to it. And they've had success in the past doing that to him. But the biggest thing is if you can make him move side to side and then take the shot. But I wouldn't pass up any shot on him. And if you have that, if you're good enough that you can pick your shot every time, I would say go high and then go after. We saw Evgeny Kuznetsov just roast him with a shot up top last night, and that kid, he loves to go under the crossbar. Andre Burakovsky is another guy that shoots high, and they both victimized Lundqvist in this series. So I would think you have to shoot high on him, and if he is able to stop it, you've got to beat him and race him to those rebounds.
Well, Alan, you know, you look at kind of how this series has transpired, and being a former player, like, do you believe in the momentum factor? Like, Washington had won 2 games in a row going into Game 5, couldn't get it done. Now the Rangers have won 2 in a row. Do the past 6 games mean nothing in your eyes? Or you talked about that first goal. Do you think maybe there's a little bit of trepidation in the back of the mind of the Capitals if they go down 1-0?
You know what? This is a different Capitals team than I've seen in the past. And the things that they say, the way that they carry themselves. In the past, I walked in a lot of times, I go, they are screwed tonight. This just isn't happening. But with these guys have battled back and played a different style. They've all bought into everything Barry Trotz was selling all season long. Barry Trotz is a different guy. He doesn't go on hopefully, and you know, we kind of hope that we're good enough to be involved in the game tonight. You know, he's a bold guy, and he gets them rah-rah. But I really do feel the first 10 minutes of the game, the Capitals have to control it, and they've got to make sure that they slow the pace of the game down. They've got to get great opportunities on Lundqvist. At the same time, they can't have any odd man rushes against. I really think the first 10 minutes on the road dictates for them Wednesday night the success of the game. And if you can get through the first period at MSG without getting their fans involved in the game, that's exactly where you want to be. And the Caps did it the opening game. The Rangers fans weren't involved in the game early. The Caps made sure that they kept all the chances to the outside and made sure that they were good when they didn't have the puck. And that's something else. They're going to have to go back to that type of play. And if they can get through the first 10 minutes especially and keep them from being barraged at the speed of Kreider and the different speed players on that team, Hagelin, they have a legitimate chance of winning that game. But, you know, it's a 50-50 chance. It's cliche. Anything you can say about this is cliche, but it should and will be probably a one-goal game again. And it's just a matter of who gets the first strike and then how well they play the rest of the game. Do they play back and play pre-vet defense, or do they still play their game and just make sure they're honest when they don't have the puck? And that'll be the biggest thing for the Capitals, just get through that first 10 minutes.
Alan, enjoy it. We'll be watching with interest. Love Game 7. Appreciate your time as always.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.